From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
VOI listener, wherever you are, how are you today? I hope all of you are doing great. I'm Rahma. I will accompany you in 60 minutes ahead with various interesting English programs from Voice of Indonesia. First, we present you the news, followed by commentary, various information, as well as entertainment. Now let's begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz.
Here is the news for the headlines. President Joko Widodo reveals three conclusions of the 42nd Nations Summit. Indonesia open to discuss with parties for humanity in Myanmar. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news where the 42nd Asian Summit held in Labuan Bajo, West Manggarai, East Nusa Tenggara Province from May 10th until 11th ended and resulted in three conclusions. This was stated by Indonesian President Joko Widodo in a press statement accompanied by Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi and Minister State of Secretary Pratikno at the Merura Hotel in Labuan Bajo on Thursday.
Karena tantangan ke depan tidak mudah.
First, Asian leaders paid full attention to matters relating to the interests of the people, including the protection of migrant workers and victims of human trafficking. Second, the leaders paid attention to solving the Myanmar conflict. Indonesia is ready to talk to anyone, including junta and all stakeholders in Myanmar for humanitarian needs.
Pariwisata dan investasi untuk mencapai visi IMTGT tahun 2036.
The third conclusion is regarding the strengthening of economic cooperation. President Joko Widodo also said that Asian leaders agreed to build an electric car ecosystem and become an important part of the world supply chain. In this case, downstream is key. In addition, Asian leaders also agreed to strengthen the implementation of local currency transaction and digital payment connectivity between countries. He also emphasized the importance of Asian unity so that it is not easily broken by other parties. The president also believes that none of the Asian leaders wants disunity. Indonesia will talk to stakeholders in Myanmar for the sake of humanity in a country disrupted by armed conflict since the military put down a democratically elected government in February 2021. This was affirmed by President Joko Widodo during a closing press conference at the 42nd Asian Summit in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Thursday. He also remarked that these efforts align with the five-point consensus or 5PC that mandates Asian to approach all stakeholders in Myanmar in addressing the country's problem. The president also emphasized that the principle of inclusivity must be applied by Asian countries since the credibility of the regional cooperation organization is at stake in addressing the Myanmar issue. Nevertheless, he remarked that the Asian had zero tolerance to the situation of human rights in Myanmar. North Maluku is the kilometer zero of the world's spice route since the region has long been blessed with abundant spices, even prior to the Indonesian independence. Vice President Maruf Amin has said at a seminar on tracing Enriquez of Malacca's world spice route. The seminar entitled The First World Traveler from Tidore was held in Ternate, North Maluku on Thursday. Vice President Amin said ancient literature recorded that spices from the archipelago had helped shape world civilization since thousands of years ago. He also stated that the trade of spices native to Maluku, mostly cloves, was managed by the Maluku Kie Raha Kingdom. The success of the Maluku Kiraha Kingdom and Enrique in the past should not only become a tale for the children of Indonesia, but also an encouragement to revive the glory of North Maluku. Let's move on to the international news, where the government of Indonesia and the Democratic Republic of Congo have agreed to cooperate in the defense and military sector. The cooperation covers plans for Congo's purchase of Indonesian-made defense equipment and the acceptance of cadets from Congo at the Indonesian Military Academy. The commitment to establish the cooperation was marked by the signing of a letter of intent by Indonesian Defense Minister Prabowo Subianto and Deputy Prime Minister and Defense Minister of the Democratic Republic of Congo, Jean-Pierre Bemba Gombo, at Bhinneka Tunggal Ika Hall at the Ministry of Defense Office in Jakarta on Thursday. He added that Indonesia welcomed the cooperation with Congo, especially regarding its plans to purchase Indonesia-made defense equipment. Let's move on to the international news, where Ukraine needs more time before beginning a highly anticipated counter-offensive against Russian forces, President Volodymyr Zelensky has told the BBC, as the UK prepares to send Storm Shadows missiles to help Kyiv. Britain's decision will make it the first country to provide longer-range missiles to Kyiv, which has been training a new contingent of forces and stockpiling Western-supplied munitions and hardware. Analysis says these steps will be key to reclaiming territory captured by Russia, although the timing of the counter-offensive remains a question. Japan unveiled a plan on Thursday to mobilize $1 billion to help countries surrounding Ukraine accept refugees from the war-torn country, Finance Minister Sunichi Suzuki said on Thursday. The funding will be provided via the state-owned Japan Bank for International Cooperation, GBIC, which typically offers assistance in the form of lending, guarantees, and equity investment. The fund also will be used to facilitate investment by Japanese firms in those countries, Suzuki told reporters as he arrived in Niigata, north of Tokyo, to chair a three-day meeting of financial leaders from the Group of Seven Advanced Nations. Pakistan's Supreme Court on Thursday declared the arrest of former Prime Minister Imran Khan unlawful 2 days after his detention sparked deadly clashes and huge protests nationwide. Khan was ordered to remain in the bench's custody under police protections for his own safety until Friday, when he will return to the court where he was detained earlier this week. Listener, now let's move on to commentary for today on the importance of Asian uniting Myanmar's conflict resolution.
Today's commentary is on ASEAN unity importance in Myanmar's conflict resolution. The 42nd summit of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, ended yesterday, May the 11th. President Joko Widodo conveyed the three results achieved in the 42nd ASEAN summit, which took place on May the 10th and 11th, 2023 in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara Province. They are eradicating human trafficking, resolving the Myanmar conflict, and strengthening the economy. Regarding the Myanmar conflict, President Joko Widodo stressed that ASEAN countries agreed not to tolerate any harm to human values. Not only that, ASEAN also agreed to be involved together with all stakeholders in resolving the conflict. This is in accordance with the mandate of the 5-point consensus agreed upon by the 40th ASEAN Summit in 2021, namely, first, the cessation of violence in Myanmar, second, constructive dialogue of all parties, third, the ASEAN Special Envoy facilitating mediation, fourth, humanitarian assistance through the AHA Center or ASEAN Coordinating Center for Humanitarian Assistance, and fifth, ASEAN Special Envoys and delegations were to visit Myanmar to meet with all relevant parties. Unfortunately, until now, these 5 points have not been fully implemented. In an effort to resolve the conflict in Myanmar, President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of ASEAN unity. Without unity, according to the president, it will be easy for other parties to divide ASEAN. He hopes that no parties inside or outside ASEAN will benefit from the internal conflict in Myanmar. ASEAN unity is one of the issues that received attention before the 42nd ASEAN summit. Many parties consider that ASEAN unity is homework that needs serious attention because it is considered one of ASEAN's weaknesses. So far, ASEAN has often seemed unable to resolve internal and external conflicts due to the weakness of unity. Apparently, ASEAN has not shown strong internal unity, one voice in decision-making according to the ASEAN Charter. Each ASEAN member country still has an attitude that is difficult to compromise, so that it is often seen that ASEAN is actually not yet solid. The protracted settlement of the conflict in Myanmar, for example, is caused by the absence of ASEAN unity. As the only regional organization in the Southeast Asian region, ASEAN should be a trusted organization capable of being the engine of peace and stability both within and outside the region. Building ASEAN unity requires commitment from each member and is carried out continuously to make it strong to resolve various conflicts and crises. ASEAN cohesiveness and solidity are not easy to achieve because of the many challenges it faces. The diversity of ASEAN member countries that have different political systems, strategic views, and levels of economic development is a major challenge for ASEAN cohesiveness and unity. That was commentary.
Well, listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
I'll start today in history with May the 12th, 1974, the International Nurses Day designated. International Nurses Day is celebrated around the world every May the 12th. The day is celebrated to commemorate the contribution of nurses to society. The International Council of Nurses, or ICN, has been celebrating International Nurses Day since 1965. However, the new International Council of Nurses designated May the 12th as International Nurses Day in January 1974. The 12th of May is taken from the birthday of the world-famous nurse, Florence Nightingale, who was born on May the 12th, 1820. Florence Nightingale was a social reformer, statistician, and the originator of modern nursing as we know it today. This year, the International Council of Nurses carries the theme, Our Nurses, Our Future. Switching to May the 12th, 1998, Trisakti Tragedy. The Trisakti tragedy was the shooting of Indonesian students during a demonstration demanding that President Suharto step down from office on May 12, 1998. This incident resulted in the deaths of four Trisakti University students and dozens of others injured. The background to the demonstration was Indonesia's faltering economy in early 1998, which was affected by the Asian financial crisis. Students also staged large-scale demonstrations at the House of Representatives building. The series of events led to Suharto's resignation as President of the Republic of Indonesia on May 12, 1998. I'll end today in history with May 12, 2020, the first International Plant Health Day. The United Nations General Assembly in December 2018 adopted a resolution declaring that 2020 is the International Year of Plant Health. Quoting the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, website, the United Nations designated May 12th as International Plant Health Day to raise global awareness about how protecting plant health can help end hunger, reduce poverty, protect biodiversity and the environment, and promote economic development. Through the commemoration of the day, FAO wants to raise public awareness of the issue of global hunger caused by pests and diseases. The theme for this year's International Plant Health Day is Plant Health for Environmental Protection. That was Today in History.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back. This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners. From Indonesia.
to the world.
Jiwa takkan lagi ada.
You're still listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Next segment, we present you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle IMTGT must encourage inclusive and sustainable economic growth amid uncertain global challenges. This was stated by President Joko Widodo at the start of the 15th IMTGT Summit in Labuan Bajo, East Nusa Tenggara on Thursday. He also said that the volume of IMTGT trade was quite good, reaching $618 billion, despite the global crisis. The president hopes that the spirit of collaboration will continue to be fueled, especially by increasing connectivity, tourism, and investment competitiveness to achieve the vision of IMTGT 2036. The Indonesia-Malaysia-Thailand Growth Triangle IMTGT is an economic cooperation framework formed to improve the welfare and economic growth of people in the border areas of these countries. Through IMTGT cooperation, the private sector continues to be encouraged to become an engine of growth. The Indonesian territories that are parts of the IMTGT cooperation are Aceh, Bangka Belitung, Bengkulu, Jambi, Lampung, South Sumatra, Riau Island, North Sumatra, and West Sumatra. On the tourism aspects, Indonesia has initiated the launch of the IMTGT Visit Year Campaign 2023-2025 to encourage tourism recovery in three countries. The IMTGT Visit Year 2023-2025 was endorsed by IMTGT leaders at the 14th IMTGT Summit in Phnom Penh, Cambodia on November 10, 2022. But the campaign was just launched at the 42nd Summit in Labuan Bajo. This campaign is also one of the IMTGT's efforts to achieve one of the visions in the IMTGT's Vision 2036 by creating cross-border tourism that is sustainable, inclusive, and competitive. This campaign is one of the five main strategies of IMTGT in the tourism sector, marketing the sub-region as a single tourism destination. In connection with the improved conditions of the pandemic, the campaign also aims to encourage the recovery of tourism in the area, as well as to raise awareness about IMTGT as a single destination. For Indonesia as chair of the IMTGT tourism sector, this campaign is also useful for encouraging recovery tourism and marketing of tourism destination, especially in 10 provinces in Sumatra. This is an opportunity for Indonesia to promote two priority destinations in Sumatra, namely Lake Toba in North Sumatra and Tanjung Kelayang in Bangka Belitung. Apart from that, this campaign is also an attempt to promote new and less explored destinations in the Sumatra region.
Sebenarnya suatu masa kau di sana memandang senja, lelaku pada semuanya mempertanyakan sebatas rasa. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, terangilah gelapnya untukku, sinarilah hatinya yang beku. Semuanya sekian lama kau ku tunggu, berharapkan datang rasamu yang hilang, merengku rindu padamu. Takkan ku lepas, tak pernah berbalas. Dan itu pun semua karena kau tercipta. Oh, dan semuanya. Yang selalu kau berikan sudah.
You're still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, only on voinews.id, RRI Playgo, and also shortwave frequency 3325 kHz or 4750 kHz. Listener, next we present you a program called Indonesian Wonder that presents information about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Listener, here is Indonesian Wonder. The title of the Indonesian Wonder for today's edition is Menong Handicraft. When you travel to Purwakarta, West Java, please don't forget to buy Menong Handicrafts as your souvenir. Menong means a beautiful woman. It comes from the word men, which means human, and nong, which means beautiful. Menong has olive skin, small lips, long eyebrows, and a crown on his head. Her clothes are dominated by black and red. Menong Purwakarta is very beautiful, funny, and adorable. Menong is an icon of Pleret District, as well as an official icon of the city of Purwakarta. Listener, Menong was first made in 1980 by a craftsman from Anjun village, namely Yanto. In its development, Menong is modified into some facial forms. In a modified Menong, it has two faces on the front and back. One face has a good impression and another one is as an evil impression. The color is dominated by black and white. For the people of Purwakarta, Menong has also its own philosophy. On the Menong crown, there is a jasmine flower symbol which is believed to be a white and holy symbol. This jasmine flower cannot be separated from the traditions of the Sundanese and Javanese tribes. At the bottom, there is a symbol of galuh nails, which is very synonymous with Sundanese history. The nine dots on the crown reflect the nine steps of the Purwakarta Regency Government Working Program. The tie earrings that adorned the head symbolize the unity that binds the people of Purwakarta. On the side, there is a symbol of the crown of Binokeshan, OS Java library object. It means as a symbol of a glorified person's clothing. At the bottom, there is a pair of sahate twin cleavers, a typical Sundanese library. While the black and white colors on Menong symbolize the design and layout of the city of Purwakarta. Listener, Menong can be obtained at souvenir shops in Purwakarta, for example, in some shops in Pleret or the Menong Gallery. It has various prices. It depends on size. For beautiful Menong, it is sold per package at a price of 350,000 rupiah, but some are sold individually at a price of around 100,000 rupiah. However, this Menong is usually sold in packages. One package consists of three Menong, namely the mother, 25 cm high, and her two daughters, large 16 cm high, and small 12 cm high. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder, read by Ahmad Faisal.
Coba semua yang ada di dunia, warna yang akan ku lukiskan menghiasi tinggalkan jejakku nanti. Semua cerita bahagia, cinta, cintakan ku lukiskan, menghiasi, tetapkan jejakku nanti.
For still listening to the English program of Voice of Indonesia. Next program, we present you Miscellany.
Students of the Faculty of Engineering, University of Indonesia, FTUI, made achievement in 2023 CIOB Global Students Challenge Competition. This global event related to constructions management is held annually by the Chartered Institutes of Building, CIOB. This year, a team from the Department of Civil and Environmental Engineering DTSL FTUI named Askara Victoria was announced as the world champion of the CIOB Global Students Challenge 2023. They managed to beat 9 other finalists from various countries around the world. As winner, champion of the CIOB Global Students Challenge 2023, the Ascara Victoria team was invited to take part in the CIOB Members Forum to present the University of Indonesia's Learning Hub in June 2023 in Liverpool, United Kingdom. At the CIOB Global Students Challenge 2023, participants were given a case study in the form of scenario which stated that there were campus alumni who wanted to provide some funds to provide facilities at the participating campuses. However, alumni wants the facility to provide a balance between local technical, environmental, and social needs. To answer this challenge, the Ascara Victoria team proposed a solution and innovative idea called the University of Indonesia Learning Hub, an environmentally friendly learning facility by adopting green building and smart building designs. Details of projects management for this idea are made using construction methods that are able to reduce waste and increase customers' value by adopting various construction innovation 4.0. One of the team members, Juan, explained that the Learning Hub is a student learning facility that provides learning spaces in outdoor learning spaces or rooftop, common learning spaces in the second floor, and segregated learning spaces at the first floor. This Learning Hub is also a learning facility that supports the implementation of environmentally friendly and high-efficiency concept by focusing on green building and smart building concepts in their design, such as installing solar PV, using fly ash concrete and zero VOC paint, ensuring access and security, and implementing low carbon approach.
Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 is coming back! This year, Voice of Indonesia International Quiz 2023 has an essay writing competition about one of Indonesia's five super priority tourism destinations, Borobudur, Lake Toba, Likupang, Mandalika, and Labuan Bajo. Choose one destination you are interested in and write an essay about it with a length of 700 to 800 words in Arial 12, then make a recording of it with your own voice and send the essay and the audio to our email voiquiz2023@gmail.com. This essay writing competition is open from April the 10th until August 20th, 2023. The selected winners, one participant for each language services, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The selected winners, one participant for each language service, will receive attractive prizes from Voice of Indonesia. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September the 11th, 2023. The winner will be announced on the 78th anniversary of Radio Republik Indonesia on September 11, 2023. For more information, please visit our website voinews.id and Facebook The Voice of Indonesia. Be prepared, who knows, you become one of the winners.
From Indonesia to the world.
Penawar hati.
harus ku kata pada dirimu.
Bagaimana cara ku meyakinkanmu ingin ku bersama-sama meluangkan saat-saat berada di sisimu.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia only on voynews.id, RRI Playgo mobile app, and shortwave frequency 3325 or 4750 kHz. Listener, the next segment is a music program called Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, welcome back to Music Corner. And today, I will give you a song from North Sumatra entitled Huta Namartuai. The song tells about the beautiful childhood memories of a nomad when he was in his hometown, making him return to his hometown and meet his family. The song is also one of the theme songs for a film called Ngeri Ngeri Sedap. Well, listener, here is a song from North Sumatra, presented to you by Vicky Sianipar and Ogar Nababan with Huta Namartuai.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, now we have come to an end of the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Don't forget to follow us on social media on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at voice.of.indonesia, and YouTube channel VOI Indonesia. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again in another interesting edition of the English service of Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world.